Welcome to the Maplewood Nazarene Podcast. Our faith family meets at 110 Longview Avenue in Springfield, Ohio on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. At Maplewood, we're learning to love God and learning to love others. For more information, visit our website at maplewoodnazarene.org or find us on Facebook. Now, it's time for this week's message.
Don't you love Jesus this morning? Amen. Don't you love him? He's so good. Would you stand with me this morning? We're going to read a passage of Scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 this morning. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, if you have a Bible or your phone, you can look it up there. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 16. The word of the Lord this morning for us. From now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he or she is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. And all of this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men or women's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. The word of the Lord this morning. You may be seated. Well, everyone loves a good magic trick, right? Are you there this morning? I need you to talk to me some of the time because I just don't know some of the time. Lincoln's back there, I think, somewhere. He'll be talking at me here in just a couple moments, I'm sure. Everyone loves a good magic trick, right? I told Pastor Vicki I was thinking about doing a magic trick this morning, but if I tried to, I'd totally blow the whole thing. I just wouldn't be able to do it the right way. Because a really good magic trick, it makes people feel good. You know, you'll see a really good magic trick and it'll just put a smile on your face. Magic tricks play on our desire to be wowed. And I like to get on my Instagram Reels feed and I like to watch magic tricks and illusionists do their thing. Some of these modern illusionists, they just blow your mind, and it really just kind of scratches my itch to be wowed. But while magicians' tricks and illusionists' illusions are fun, at the end of the day, they're not real. They're simply a trick. They're simply an illusion. They don't really exist the way we perceived them as existing. Now, I want to spend a couple more minutes today talking about resurrection power. And we started this discussion back on Pentecost Sunday, back at the beginning of June, the day when the Holy Spirit is, we celebrate the day the Holy Spirit was poured out in Acts chapter 2. Resurrection power is really important for people who are following Jesus. Amen. Come on now. I need you to come with me this morning. It's like you need a little coffee or something, a little Red Bull this morning maybe. But resurrection power is really, really important for people who are following Jesus. You see, the resurrection of Jesus Christ was not a trick. The resurrection of Jesus Christ was not an illusion. It was not an illusion. The resurrection of Jesus is a real thing. It is a real thing. Can you get behind that this morning? The resurrection of Jesus is real. And I say it is real. It is real. I say that in present tense because, friends, you just need to be reminded this morning because you might be stuck where you're at. Jesus is alive. Amen. Jesus is living. And as followers of Jesus, we place our hope in resurrection power. We place our hope, we stake everything in resurrection power, and not just for life after death. Resurrection power is not just for life after death. Resurrection power is for here and for now. Resurrection power is for your here and your now. Do you believe that? this morning. Because sometimes I think we live and we act as if we do not believe in the resurrection power of the Holy Spirit moving or wanting to move within our lives, moving in and through us. Paul alludes to this in this letter to the Corinthian church that we just read this morning. He's like, hey, from now on, when you accept Jesus, from now on, if you accept Jesus, you no longer regard anybody from a worldly point of view. Though you may have once regarded Christ in this way, you do so no longer. Therefore, if you are in Christ, friend, you are a new creation. That is good news this morning. The old is gone. The new has come for you in your life if you are in Jesus Christ. And all of this is from God this morning, friends. All of this is from God who reconciled you or wants to reconcile you if you haven't been reconciled yet. He reconciles you to himself through Christ, and he gives you the ministry of reconciliation too. Not only are you reconciled to be saved, it's not just for heaven. It's for our here and our now. And it's as though God wants to make his appeal to the rest of the community, the rest of the people around us, not through some booming loudspeaker out in the street. God wants to make his appeal to the world through you. He wants to make his, yes, it's time to go. He's calling you to go. God wants to be appealing to you to appeal to the world around you. We are saved not just for heaven. Amen. Sometimes I think it's an insurance policy. Hey, I'll get saved, I'll live like hell, and I'll just pull out that policy when I get to the pearly gates and say, can I come in? And I think some of us, you know, we live that way, and some of us are going to be disappointed when we get there because the Lord's going to say, go away from me. I do not know you. I do not know you. We are saved not just for heaven. We are saved to be remade into the image of Christ here and now. You are saved to be remade into the image of Christ here and now. But, pastor, saved for what purpose? Saved for what purpose? Made into new creations for what effect? Why? Why? Pastor, I understand why resurrection power matters when I die, because it gives me eternal life. I don't have to fear death anymore. But what purpose, if any, does resurrection power serve in my life and in my circumstances that I find myself in today, right here, right now? Tell me. Tell me, pastor. So let's think about that for just a couple of moments. Why does resurrection power matter in your life today? And this is a message not for somebody else across the sanctuary here. It's not for somebody else online. This message is directed to you.
Amen.
Right between the eyes. This is for you this morning. I want you to hear. The Lord was speaking to me this week, and he's like, tell them, Joe, this message is for them specifically. So as you hear my words this morning, yes, I am preaching directly to you. Amen. I'm preaching to me, right between the eyes. Preaching to Taylor, to Pastor Vicky. What good is resurrection power to us here and now? Well, first of all, and this is really kind of no duh, but I want to put it on the table because sometimes we disregard it. Resurrection power actually makes it actually possible for us to know Jesus. Think about that. Resurrection power actually makes it possible for us to know Jesus. For those of us who have been in the church for a really long time, and we kind of know the lingo, and we know the routines, and we know the rituals, we so easily forget what it is like to live outside of a walk with Jesus. We so easily, and thank God we forget some of that, right? Because it's all under the blood. But sometimes we forget what it was like. We give ourselves, when we're walking with Jesus in the church, sometimes we give ourselves way too much credit. We give ourselves way too much credit when it comes to our testimony about being saved by the grace of Jesus. Each and every one of our stories about the saving grace of Jesus in our lives is impossible to be told unless God made it possible for us to know and understand our need for Him. Amen. Because we have this thing called sin in our life that makes it impossible for us to know and understand. Each and every one of our stories is impossible to tell unless God makes it possible. Resurrection power, church. Resurrection power, if you're walking with Jesus today, resurrection power, the Holy Spirit opened up your ability to perceive your spiritual need. And not only does it open up our ability to actually perceive, oh my gosh, I've got a need in my heart, but the Holy Spirit, resurrection power, actually gives you the ability to reply and respond to that need. While we were still yet sinners, Jesus died for us. We didn't even know we had a need. And there He is, hanging on the cross. There He is, hanging on the cross, dying for us while we were still yet sinners. Before we even perceived that we had a problem, Jesus was on the case. Aren't you thankful? Amen. Otherwise, we'd be on a direct course for hell. We'd be on a collision course with an eternity without God, in isolation from God, away from everything else. Everybody thinks hell is flames. Hell is just separation from everything. It's isolation, if you really think about it. And while we were yet sinners, Jesus died so that we can even perceive we have a problem. You know, I think back to the fourth grade, little Joey Case at Cookson Elementary in Troy, Ohio. And I remember having, I think I've told you this story before, I was in Mrs. Bassett's fourth grade reading class. Mrs. Bassett was the wife of Paul Bassett, who was one of our great Nazarene preachers in days of old, who may be a name some of you recognize. But Mrs. Bassett, I'm in her class, and I did not perceive that I had a vision problem. I didn't, but my grades reflected it. Because I was sitting in the back of the room, and I couldn't see the board. And I didn't realize that I couldn't see what was being written on the board as she was doing vocabulary words and things like that. And I just didn't perceive that I had a vision problem until I went to the eye doctor. And then I went to the eye doctor, and the eye doctor put a chart of letters up on the wall. And he said, "Hey, Joe, can you see those letters?" And I was like, "I see a really big E. And everything else is kind of a blur." And only then did I fully comprehend my need. Only then, when he started putting, you know, the big magnifying glass of lenses that they put in front of your face. I don't even know what they call that. It's probably some fancy name. But they set it on your face, and I'm like, "Can I get a selfie with this thing on me?" And they set it on my face, and, you know, they say, "So does this look better or worse?" You know, and they go through the whole trial. And as the eye doctor is doing that, I'm realizing, oh my gosh, I can see. As a fourth grade kid, I did not perceive that I didn't even know I had a vision problem until I went to the eye doctor, and only then did I fully comprehend how poorly I was able to see anything around me that was probably beyond 5 feet, and it persists today. You know, I wear contact lens, just so you know. I haven't been healed. I haven't gotten the laser surgery or anything like that, but I wear contact lenses. But sin in our lives makes it impossible for humanity to even realize that we are spiritually short-sighted or far-sighted. Sin just has that effect. We are born this way into this world. We are broken. We are born broken. Did you know that? We're born broken, and sin makes it impossible for us to realize we're even in peril. You know, and that's why it's so important for us to understand. And it's resurrection power. It is the resurrection power, the living resurrection power of the Holy Spirit that opens your eyes, that opens my eyes, so that we can actually see what's really going on, spiritually speaking, in our lives. Resurrection power is working. You're here today because of resurrection power. Amen. You, every single one of you, are here because of the Holy Spirit's leading resurrection power. I really believe Will's here today because the Holy Spirit led me to go have a conversation with him with some friends yesterday. Thanks, dude. Thanks for having the courage. I mean, oh my gosh. But it's resurrection power that opens our eyes. It's resurrection power that gives us the ability. It's resurrection power that gives us the courage. It's resurrection power that gives us even the desire to want to respond to God's grace. The grace alone that God supplies. Amen? Do you want to know how to pray for our unsaved friends and family and the kids and our neighbors? Do you want to know how to pray for them this morning? Yeah, so often, oh, Lord, I just pray that they get saved. I just pray that they could know Jesus. Be a little more specific. Be a little bit more strategic in your prayers. Pray for their need. They can't see. They don't know. They don't even understand that they've got an issue. They don't even want to even care about it. They'll say, hey, you need Jesus. They'll say, I need coffee. I don't need Jesus. I need a mocha. You know, I need an espresso. If you want to know how to pray for unsaved family, and we all have unsaved family members, if you want to know how to pray for friends, neighbors, pray specifically that the resurrection power of Jesus would open their eyes to their need. And just pray in faith. You can't talk them into the kingdom. You're not going to be able to debate anybody into a relationship with Jesus. But you, as a reconciled ambassador of Christ who is living in resurrection power, can pray that the resurrection power opens their eyes. Just pray simply, Lord, open their eyes to their need. Open their eyes to their spiritual need. Pray that the resurrection power of Jesus would lead them to a point of decision. Open their eyes, Lord. Lead them. Maybe it's to me. Maybe it's to somebody else. Lord, I pray that somebody would intersect their life. They don't need to even know them. Right? Pray that somebody would intersect their life that would enable them to come to that point of decision to accept the resurrection power of Jesus in their lives. Pray that the Lord would open their eyes. Pray that the Lord would lead them to a point of decision. And pray specifically for these people on your list. Pray specifically that the resurrection power of Jesus would actually give them the faith. Give them the faith in the cross and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit gives us the ability to respond. The Holy Spirit gives us the ability to believe. The Holy Spirit gives us the ability to have faith. Without the resurrection power of God working in our lives, we would not be able to have this reconciled relationship with Him. Why does resurrection power matter, Pastor? Resurrection power, it just makes it possible to know Jesus. Second, resurrection power makes it possible for you and me and people like us to be transformed from the inside out. Amen. Into new creations. The scripture here we read this morning said, you are a new creation. You are a new creation. You know, you get a house. We had an old house that we lived in for many years, and it had this really ultra, like, blue paint on it when we bought it. I mean, you put lights on this thing, and it was, like, right out of the 1970s. It was the ugliest color of blue, but we loved the house inside. And after a couple of years, we painted the outside of the house. We transformed the outside of the house. We put a new skin of paint on that particular house, a much cooler looking color of blue. Deb Rogers would be very proud of us that we got away from the neon blue and we went to a little bit more conservative forest type of blue. We transformed the house on the outside, but the guts of the house on the inside was still the same. The resurrection power of Jesus makes it possible, though, for us not to just put a new skin on the outside. The resurrection power of Jesus works from the inside out. It works from the heart out. It starts in the heart, and then it changes our attitudes. It changes our beliefs, how we see people, and then it expresses itself in love. You see, we don't just need to have our minds opened up by the Holy Spirit. We as humans, we need outside help to transform our self-centered, selfish hearts and souls so that we can become the people that Jesus is calling us to become. He is calling you, church. He's calling you. It is impossible. It is impossible to live a Christian life It is impossible to live a Christian life. It is impossible to really follow Jesus without the transformative resurrection power of the Holy Spirit working through us from the inside out.
Amen.
Have you given him permission to do an interior decorating in your heart? Maybe you're like, hey, Jesus, I'm fine with the paint job on the outside. I'm comfortable with that, but don't even come inside because I got stuff in there I'm not letting you touch. He wants to renovate everything from the inside out. How are we made into that new creation we just read about in 2 Corinthians? Paul, he explains it just a little bit more in a different letter to the Romans. In Romans chapter 12, he says, I urge you, brothers and sisters. He's talking to Christians. He says, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy and grace, which we've sung about this morning and talked about, in view of that grace, offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. And as you do that, do not conform any longer to the patterns of this world, but be transformed. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. This is not the renewing of your hands. You may have neck problems, back problems, hip problems. No. It's heart and mind. That's what needs to be renewed within us, spiritually speaking. He says, and then when you're transformed by the renewing of your minds, you will be able to test and approve what God's will is. Run into so many people. What's God's will for my life, Pastor? Number one thing is for you to receive his resurrection power. You ain't ever going to figure out God's will for your life if you're faking it.
Amen.
If it's not real and you're struggling to find out God's will for your life, the number one thing you need to be doing is believing in resurrection power and allowing it to work in your life. It's only when we come to the, we talked about this last week, it's only when we come to the end of ourself. It's only when we come to the end of all of our own personal efforts. It's only when we realize that it is impossible for me to do this on my own. We got to come to the end of ourselves. We got to reach our limit. It's only then that we are truly able to offer ourselves up to Jesus as a living sacrifice. We got to come to the end of ourselves. We got to get over ourselves. You know, our pride in our lives, you know, your sinful old self does not want to die. And it is going to fight. And the devil's going to fight. And struggle. And try to pull you down. And deceive you. The devil's just going to try to kill you by tricking you into thinking that Jesus can't give you life. And when we simply surrender ourselves, when we come to ourselves, the end of ourselves, remember, I'm preaching to you. When we simply surrender ourselves into his hands and just trust him, just trust him. Have faith. That is when he will begin renewing our minds. In other words, God is in the business of rewiring and repairing our brains and our hearts to work as they were originally intended. We came off the line flawed. You ever heard of a recall? There's a recall on humanity right now, and Jesus is the recall notice. Jesus is the recall notice. And what I'm talking to you about this morning, church, what I'm talking to you about, this is not magic. I'm not talking about a magic trick. But it is mystical. It is mysterious. It is mystical. It's mysterious. Do you believe that resurrection power can transform you from the inside out and make you a new creation? Is that what you... Do you believe that? Do you believe that resurrection power can make you into a new creation? It's no illusion. It's not an illusion. But it does take a giant leap of faith. And that's scary. It is scary to take a leap of faith. But friends, Jesus wants to mend your brokenness. He wants to fix the flaw. He wants to repair what's being recalled. Jesus wants to heal. He wants to heal what actually ails you. And what ails us may be a little different in every single one of us. Jesus knows. He wants to heal you. It is Jesus' will that you be transformed from the inside out by resurrection power. Not just to be saved, not just to be fixed, not just to be preserved for heaven after you die. Why does resurrection power matter here and now? Final point I'll leave you with this morning, then I'll let you go. It matters because resurrection power makes it possible for us to become Christ's ambassadors to our circle of influence. Resurrection power, the Holy Spirit. This is not something happening to other people. It's something that God wants to do and wants to work in your life. Do you want it to work in your life? Or do you have another agenda that isn't surrendered to His agenda? The resurrection power of Jesus makes it possible for us to become ambassadors to our circle of influence. I've said this before, and I'm going to say it until my face turns blue to you all. I feel like if we are at Maplewood for the next 15 years, I'm going to continue saying this because you need to hear it. God is calling you to be His ambassador to your circle of influence. You all have a circle of influence. Every single one of us, your voice matters. They may not be direct blood relatives, but they may be friends. They may be coworkers. They may be neighbors. I don't know. It's different from all of us. But you hold sway. You hold influence in a group of people that maybe no other ambassador holds. You may be the only way that they find out, know, and experience the love of Jesus, the grace of Jesus in their lives. Your circle of influence, your voice, the way you live your life matters to that segment of people that you influence in your life. I'm telling you here, friend, and I'm talking to you. Excuse me. I'm talking to you. They're watching. They're taking notes mentally in their mind. They're watching what you do, they're listening to what you say, and they're taking notes on how you respond to the good, the bad, and the ugly in your life. Sometimes the challenges we go through, as hard as this is, sometimes those challenges are the way we witness to people. They open doors in ways that just life happened and never would. And God uses even the hard times. Amen? He uses even the hard times. And these people that you influence that are watching you, they are testing whether or not what you say you have is the real deal or a magic show. Is it the real deal or is it an illusion? They are watching how you and I handle success. They are watching how you and I handle defeat and failure. They are watching how you and I handle adversity and suffering. They are watching how we handle our lives. Don't get me wrong. I'm not talking about, this is not about living a perfect life, making no mistakes. I really believe that's impossible. Amen. We're human. You know, we're human. Grace of God. Thank you, Lord. We're human. Put it under the blood. I'm not talking about living some perfect life where you never mess up. Or you never act human, or you never have a moment. Yeah, anybody had a moment lately? I'm just being real. I'm just being real. People can tell when you have, people can tell when what you have is real and when it's fake. People can smell out a fake instantly. And they can call, they can tell when what you have is real or whether it's malarkey. Right? I mean, people just know. They just know. If we are to live into our calling as ambassadors for Christ, we totally need resurrection power to be able to pull it off. Amen. We fall so short of even being able to come and close to do it. Resurrection power, church, I want you to note this. Resurrection power gives you the power to witness. It gives you the power to witness. If you've ever been an eyewitness to an auto accident or a storm coming in and hitting and creating damage, you know that firsthand experience makes all the difference in your ability to tell the story. Your firsthand experience, your eyewitness account makes it much more interesting and your story is much more interesting than somebody who said they saw it on the news, right? Your firsthand experience is powerful. But if you're telling someone else's story, it just doesn't have the same effect. We need to experience resurrection power firsthand in our lives in order to be witnesses of it before others. We need to be able to experience it ourselves before we can relay it to other people. We need the love of Christ surging in and through our hearts. Otherwise, we're just kind of like clanging cymbals that are really easy to ignore. You know? A lot of noise out there. A lot of noise out there. Resurrection power gives us the ability to witness. Resurrection power also gives us the power and the desire to fight for justice. To fight for justice. Resurrection power gives us the capacity to care. In order to fight for what's right and to fight for justice and not set and just watch it and take it, resurrection power gives us the capacity to care. It gives us the desire to jump in when we see a need. It moves our hearts into action. It moves our hearts and our minds and our bodies into action when we see someone who needs help or who has been victimized or marginalized. Or when we see someone who has been treated poorly, it is the resurrection power of Jesus that stirs us in our heart to go help deliver justice into that situation, to speak for those who can't speak for themselves, to stand up for the weak, to stand up for those who do not have a voice. Amen. To stand up for them and to move in and help them. It takes our hurt and brokenness and transforms it into empathy. Think about the hurt and the brokenness you've experienced. The resurrection power of Jesus turns that into empathy that can help others who may be experiencing that same type of hurt in our lives. Note Roy's testimony last Sunday. I don't mean to embarrass you, brother, but it took a lot of courage and faith and resurrection power for you to be able to utter words that moved so many people, and I thank you for your faithfulness. Resurrection power, that is a witness, and that is standing up for justice, what he was speaking to last week. So it helps us witness, it helps us stand up for what's right. And resurrection power, it gives us the power to persevere. Resurrection power, it gives us the power to persevere through life with faith and good humor. I'm telling you, man. Have you ever felt so discouraged, like you just wanted to give up and quit? Come on. Have you ever felt so discouraged that you just wanted to quit? Or have you ever felt so useless that you just want to go home and curl up in a blanket and make the world go away? Get in the car and drive, baby. That's right. I remember when we were little kids, there were five of us, and we just were driving. My mom so crazy. One day she got in the car, and she drove it out of the driveway, and she left us all behind. And my older sister looked at me and said, "Look at what you did." It's like, me? What? May have been some truth to that. I'm just going to tell you. When under our own efforts, we would simply like to just drive away. Drive away into the sunset and never look back. Throw in the towel. When under our own efforts, we would love to do that. Resurrection power helps us hang in there. Resurrection power helps us to keep coming back. It helps us to persevere. You know, the devil knocks us down, and we get up and we say, "Thank you, sir. Can I have another?" And the devil knocks us down, and we get up and we say, "Thank you, sir. Can I have another?" And the devil knocks us down, and we get up and we say, "Thank you, sir. Can I have another?" Resurrection power gives us the strength to persevere, to hang in there. I don't know about you, but when I get discouraged, when I get down, I get cranky. Pastor Vicky, can I get an amen? I can get cranky when I get pressured, stressed. I'm being honest with you as your pastor. I'm preaching to me too. I can get cranky and I can get a little bit of an edge, I'm told. Just a little one. Can you imagine me, little Joey Case, with an edge? No. You know, I think... Give me to Dairy Queen really quick. Resurrection power. I'm telling you, folks, God knows what we need. Resurrection power gives us the ability to persevere, and resurrection power helps us to maintain a sense of humor in the midst of it all. Gives us the ability to maintain a sense. You know, I think a sense of humor is God's gift to people following Jesus. Sometimes things are just so crazy bad, you just have to laugh. You just have to laugh. Resurrection power, it helps us maintain that sense of humor when the chips are down, because it provides us with an eternal perspective. That we know how the story ends. It's easier to maintain a positive attitude. It's easier to be able to just laugh, throw your arms up and laugh some of the time when you have perspective. Well, Jesus gives us perspective. And it's a lot easier to have perspective when you know how the story is going to end. You know where you're going. You know the destination. We're not just saved for that destination. That resurrection power is here and now. And God wants to help you. He wants to help you to persevere in the midst of what you're doing. He wants to help you to stand up and fight for justice. God wants to help you to stand up and to witness for Him, to be His ambassadors. And I'm just here today just to kind of close things up this morning. I know for a fact somebody here within the sound of my voice in the room or online, or maybe you're listening to this later on the podcast, somebody here today needs encouraged. Someone needs encouraged. Someone needs a pep talk heading into VBS week maybe. I just don't have the energy. I'm a little cranky, Pastor. My humor's not there. Somebody needs a pep talk. Amen? I want you to know that Jesus does not expect you to do it on your own.
That's right.
He knows you need help. He knows. He's on your side.
Right.
I didn't have to get permission to say that this morning. Jesus is on your side, friends. Somebody just needs to hear that this morning. God is not against you. God is for you. He's got a plan and a purpose for you. He is for us. He wants to help you. I just need to remind you this morning, you have to be willing to accept the help that He's offering. Sometimes we like to get stuck in our little complaint mode, right? And I like to be cranky, Pastor. I like to have an edge. No, that's not gonna work. You have to be willing to accept the help that Jesus is providing, that Jesus is offering to you. The price is high. We've talked about that. Higher than the price of gasoline.
Amen.
The price is high. And as we enter into this week and in this season, the summertime season with Revive Ohio and everything going on, my desire is that my Maplewood family would personally experience the resurrection power of Jesus. My desire as your pastor is that you would experience the resurrection power of Jesus. For some of you, it might be in a new way. It may be in a brand new way, maybe for the first time, I don't know. God knows. For others, it may be just a fresh way. It may just be a fresh way, because what you've had is becoming stale. It's getting moldy on the shelf. You need a new loaf. Amen? You need a new loaf of bread from the Holy Spirit. And I'm not talking about a magic show. I'm not talking about an illusion. It's something we have to want to do. It's something we have to want to receive. And I just close with this passage that I read this week in Zechariah. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. You all know this. You heard it in Sunday school. It's not by might, nor by my power, but by the resurrection power, Holy Spirit of the Lord. Not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Almighty Lord.
Thank you for listening to the Maplewood Nazarene Podcast. Maplewood Nazarene is affiliated with the Global Church of the Nazarene, a Wesleyan holiness denomination with congregations all across the world. If you are in Springfield, look us up at 110 Lawnview Avenue, or you can find us on Facebook or at www.maplewoodnazarene.org.